And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A, it's Talk of the Town. Today is the Thursday Roundtable. Talk of the Town is sponsored by House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Cottonwood Area Transit, High Country Rec V Center, Barrett Propane, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Augie's, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, Cliff Castle Casino, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show, Sanford Cohen.
Well, good afternoon once again, everybody. Welcome back to Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. It is the Thursday Roundtable, and we have a special edition for you today. It is Battle at the Border. We're talking about what's going on with regard to immigration and border security, a big issue here in Arizona. And we've got two people that are right on top of this situation that should bring us some pretty cool information. So stick around. We're going to first be talking with Ken Cuccinelli. He is the former deputy secretary for the Department of Homeland Security. And then a little bit later on, Arizona's Attorney General Mark Brnovich will join us. Both will be live here on our Battle of the Border special on Talk of the Town. So stay tuned. That'll be coming up here shortly right here on Talk of the Town, KQ&A, AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley Cottonwood, streaming live at kqna.com and on Facebook Live. We'll be right back.
Propane, the name you trust. We want you to stay comfortable with us. Over the years, we've taken pride in serving you. Locally owned, we're neighbors too. Serving the community is what we do. Barrett Propane, the name that's tried and true. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Load up the RV and hit the road. To the repair shop? Doesn't sound like a fun trip. Instead, let High Country Rec V Center come to you with mobile service. Time for an upgrade? High Country Rec V Center has the largest inventory of RV appliances in the Quad Cities. And they're an authorized service center for standard and extended warranty work for all your major RV appliances. To schedule service, just call 928-772-8231 or online at highcountryrvcenter.com.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last independent agents in Prescott.
With equipment breakdown coverage from American Family Insurance, you can protect all the things that keep your dream home running from sudden mechanical or electrical issues. Because this sound shouldn't mean. Contact your local agent or visit amfam.com to learn more. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly.
Refer to policy for equipment breakdown covered losses, deductible limitations, and exclusions. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin. Products not available in every state.
So most of you know that Prescott Brewing Company has reopened and is waiting to serve you. Our plentiful menu, award-winning beers, and a full bar to serve your favorite cocktails. We're open Thursdays through Mondays and closed Tuesdays and Wednesdays. We still have our weekly specials, but switch things up a bit. Sorry, I can't tell you in 30 seconds, but give us a call at 771-2795 or check us on Facebook. Prescott Brewing Company, in the heart of downtown Prescott, where it's always fun and friendly brewpub style.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Sanford Cohen.
And joining us now live is the former Deputy Secretary for Homeland Security. He's Ken Cuccinelli, and we are going to be talking election integrity as part of our interviews with both the Secretary and with Attorney General Mark Brnovich. But the top line on the news lately has been the situation down at the border. And, Mr. Secretary, we want to thank you for taking the time to join us here on Talk of the Town.
My pleasure. I just wish it were better news to talk about.
Yeah, tell me about it. Now, Homeland Security, you are the number two man there, and basically that is overall responsibility for everything regarding the border, security, immigration, customs, you name it.
That's right.
Assess, compare, contrast, if you would, the policies that were in place when you were helping to run the department as opposed to what you see now.
Well, I mean, it's no comparison at all. We were actually trying to keep illegals out of the country and to send the ones we caught home versus inviting new illegals in and promising them they could stay. I mean, it could hardly be more opposite. We told them during the transition that if they kept up, and the president, President Biden, kept up his rhetoric, he was going to invite a flood. This was both predictable and predicted. We told them it would happen. And they also, at the same time, in addition to that rhetoric, they promptly dismantled virtually every program we succeeded in putting in place to deter and to deal with illegal immigration. And now they have the gall to stand there at the White House and say, well, you know, we inherited a broken system. Bull honky. It's easy to destroy. It is hard to build. We built piece by piece an effective system to deter and provide consequences for illegal immigration. And in the president signed executive order after executive order, getting rid of the dozen agreements we made with the folks in Central and North Central America, getting rid of the Remain in Mexico program, all these things that worked well and worked cooperatively with our national partners in Guatemala, Honduras, El Salvador, and Mexico, and they cast it all aside. And what do we get? We get the Biden effect. We get 100,000 people coming over the border in the shortest month of the year, in the winter. We have more children in Border Patrol facilities than ever before, which has traditionally been the most sensitive point of contention for the Democrats in Congress. I don't know about you, but I haven't heard much.
No, crickets, actually. And the other question, which is more of an analytical one, I suppose, and that is, can you give us your best interpretation as to why you think this administration believes that its policy is somehow an improvement over what we have experienced up until now? What is the end game here?
You know, that is an excellent question. So we all look at this and we say, crisis, disaster, nothing's working. We see it as a bug. They see it as a feature. They want a swarm of illegal immigrants to come into the country. Right now, they just today, the House passed out an amnesty bill. And so what do you think this is all about? And at the same time, they're working on a voter fraud bill, by which I mean to wipe out all state laws on elections and to open the door to fraud. And they order states, they dictate to states to sign up all these people that come to the state agencies, including illegal aliens, on the voter rolls. So this is not accidental. This is their long-term plan for future votes to win elections.
And that's really all it is. They are using this as a tool by which to swamp the voting booth.
That's right. That's exactly right. Now, you have a good attorney general there in Mark Brnovich. He's been on top of a lot of this stuff. He's been participating and pushing back on the federal government. Not every AG, including every Republican AG, has been on top of things as well as Mark has. So, you know, tell him I said hello. I think he's doing a great job. Unfortunately, he's got a lot more work coming, especially for a border state. You all just have, you know, you get you get this in the shorts more than any other state.
The one thing that I remember from the Obama years with regard to border security and immigration issues and so forth was that a new facet was on Interstate 8. There were these big signs that were placed every so often warning people not to hitchhike or not to access areas south of I-8 because of the possibility of danger from immigration. Is there a reemergence of this kind of violence possible with what you're seeing?
Well, look, the people who control the northern border of Mexico, our southern border, but on the Mexican side, are the Mexican drug cartels. They're the most evil, vicious people and organizations in the Western Hemisphere. They don't care about any of these people. They treat them all as money-making opportunities, and they use these flows of people, which they direct, to mask their importing, illegally, of course, all their drugs to poison America with. So not only do we have an immigration issue, but they use the massive numbers to occupy the Border Patrol to get in the way of their interdiction of illegal drugs that they send into the country. So there's a couple of things going on here, all controlled by the same evil folks.
Now, you're a former attorney general. You were attorney general in the state of Virginia, and you mentioned Mark Brnovich here in Arizona, who will be following you as our second guest in today's show. From what Attorney General Brnovich has done so far, is there anything else that he or the attorneys general in the country can or should be doing to further, I don't know, defend the border that evidently the federal government seems bent on, turning wide open?
Well, he has been involved in litigation to try to keep the federal government obeying its own daggone laws. There are other things that the governor could do, but it's manpower intensive. I mean, states, you border states under Article 1, Section 10, Paragraph 3, can defend your own border. So, but that, you know, that takes a lot of manpower, like I said, and that means a lot of money. So there are some other things that can be done. It's a heck of a commitment for one state to do. But you also might just continue building the wall that we started. I know there's a bill in Texas to do that in Texas, but frankly, a lot more wall got built in Arizona relative to your portion of the border than in Texas.
Well, it does seem that, that as much as we would like to hope anyway that we are being protected as citizens, it's really hard to come to that conclusion when you see just, you know, action after action after action that just seems cumulatively to be specifically and deliberately undermining our way of life here. And does it make any sense to you?
Well, it only makes sense in the context you and I were talking about before, and that is that it's part of a bigger electoral plan on the part of the administration that's executing it, because they view this as a years-long process by which they get more votes ultimately. And, if you're the basic theory of your political party is that the laws don't matter, that's not much of a governing philosophy for a constitutional republic. I don't know how long we can really survive with that attitude as a country.
We're talking with Ken Cuccinelli, the former Deputy Director of Homeland Security, talking about the border. We're also going to be talking about election integrity. One last thing that I wanted to ask you, and that is when you were the number two man at Homeland Security, how much information, and of course the information you can share with us, how much information did you get regarding origination or the nationalities of people that were trying to cross our borders? It's not simply a matter of people from Mexico and Central America trying to cross into America illegally, is it?
No, not at all. Those are the vast proportion of the numbers, But we have people in a given year, we have people from 140 countries come across the southern border, some of them quite dangerous. And that's a major concern from a national security standpoint.
And then also, my understanding, too, is that we've got the healthcare issue with COVID-19, that a lot of these people that are being brought into these centers to be administered to are being let go without even so much as a medical test.
Well, or they know some of them are COVID positive and they're putting them on buses and sending them all over the country. It's amazing how ridiculously over the top the president and his administration are with respect to locking down American citizens, considered how completely blasé they are about letting in, especially with dangerous foreign variants out there, a swarm of illegal aliens. It's completely nonsensical. Makes no sense. They're not consistent at all. And they ought to be doing the opposite in each of the two environments. They ought to be loosening up on America and tightening up on the illegal alien invasion.
Well, I guess as a way of trying to cheer ourselves up from what we've talked about so far, let's talk about election integrity. So what efforts are you making with regard to election integrity? What are the challenges, and where do you see the priorities in terms of what plan of action may need to go into place?
So I lead the Election Transparency Initiative with the Susan B. Anthony List, which is a major pro-life group, and the American Principles Project. Social conservative, they deal with a lot of cultural issues, things like protecting women's sports with the whole transgender issue right now. But there are two aspects of election integrity right now. One is federal and one is state. So you all in Arizona had a very interesting election. And really, your state Senate, if I remember correctly, really used appropriate tools that a legislature has to try to figure out what's going on. I know there's court cases and all the rest, but it's appropriate for your state legislature to use their subpoena power to determine in their own mind what happened, how it happened, and what should be improved. That's going on at the state level in your state, like it is in some other states like Georgia and Pennsylvania and so forth. At the federal level, we have this terrible bill, H.R. 1, which made it over to the Senate. There were no Republicans who voted for it. There was Democrat who joined the Republicans voting against it. It still made it over to the Senate. This is a corrupt politicians act if there ever was one. It's public financing. They're going to take taxpayer funds to fund their own campaigns, pay their own personal expenses out of those campaign funds that taxpayers will now pay for, and completely wipe out your state's laws on elections. For instance, this bill would illegalize, this sounds crazy, but it would make it illegal under federal law for a state to require photo identification for a person to be able to vote. Everyone in America supports voter ID for the right to vote. It doesn't matter what color you are, doesn't matter what party you are, doesn't matter what gender you are. All Americans support this. And yet this Corrupt Politicians Act coming out of Washington would do away with it. The only security they'd allow, and it isn't security, is that you can provide a signature attesting to who you are. Well, that's ridiculous. They also order states to do same-day registration. That means you can literally walk up to the table on election day, and they have to register you to vote right there. Well, how can they check anything while they're in the middle of running an election like that? So when you combine that with the signature piece, I could go from poll to poll to poll all day long and say, hi, I'm Ken Smith. I'm here to vote at 6 a.m. That's when we open in Virginia. Well, Mr. Smith, can I see some ID? Nope, but I'll sign my name, Ken Smith. All right, go on in, vote, and then go to the next poll. Hi, I'm Ken Jones. I'm here to register to vote. Can I see some ID? Nope, but I'll sign my name, Ken Jones, in I go, I vote. I can do that all over Virginia all day long. They are literally setting up a system that is designed to allow cheating. It automatically registers people to vote, even if they aren't properly qualified, like illegal aliens, through your state agencies. So for those states where people can get a driver's license or an ID or go to a public school where they give out IDs, those people are automatically registered to vote, even though they can't legally vote. Well, how are you going to figure that out on Election Day? They're setting up a system that is impossible to police. It's terrible. And your two senators are going to play an absolutely critical role. Arizona is absolutely central to stopping this terrible bill. And Kristen Sinema, Senator Sinema, has said she opposes getting rid of or weakening the filibuster. And she needs to stick with that position to avoid us getting H.R. 1. She needs to stay true to her word. Mark Kelly's up in 2 years, and if he's going to be voting for radical legislation like this, I certainly hope that the people of Arizona will correct that mistake by putting someone else in that office come 2022. But the best thing your listeners can do is call Senator Sinema's office, and I would just use positive reinforcement right now. She says she's going to support the filibuster. Just call her and tell her that's important to you. You appreciate it. That may not be what you're used to doing, but when people do the right thing, it makes sense to give them a pat on the back. But tell them you're watching, and it's important that they stick to that position. This is not going to happen quickly. The filibuster could go away at any time, and the filibuster is a Senate rule. It's long history to it. It protects minority rights in the Senate, and it requires 60 votes effectively to close out debate on legislation. And by doing that, you have to get a supermajority to pass legislation, not budgets, but legislation. So to pass something like H.R. 1 would require 60 senators. And this legislation is so bad they couldn't possibly get 10 Republicans.
Sure.
So it's very important that Senator Sinema hang tight on keeping the filibuster.
We're talking with Ken Cuccinelli, former Deputy Director of the Department of Homeland Security, former Attorney General for the state of Virginia. You know, one thing that came up in the election that I thought was kind of a fascinating legal issue, I don't know that it ever got argued to its conclusion, but there were states that were suing other states because the other states did not follow their own rules, right, with regard to administering their elections, and therefore were causing undue harm to the states that did follow,
yep,
the rules. Where did that ever go?
So it wasn't taken up, and I forget which case it was, but I want to say that Justice Thomas complained in a dissent about not taking one of the cases. I think that one was the one you described, was brought by Texas. Others were in on it, but they sued other states. And the basic position, like you described, was that they have an interest, because it's going to be their president too. They have an interest in the administration and the proper counting of votes in those other states. So they argued they have standing, but it didn't move up. The court didn't take it up. And Justice Thomas, in one of the cases that the Supreme Court didn't take up, complained in a dissent. He said, look, you know, we say the election's over so we don't take the case up, but then we never give these people any guidance for the next election, and we need to take some more of these cases so we can settle this law. And I agree with him entirely. That whole attitude is one that frustrated me in the Virginia General Assembly. We get by an election, there to be problems, and people be like, oh, yeah, it wasn't good, but it's behind us now. I don't really want to deal with it. And so it never got fixed because there's never a critical mass to do that. Well, now there is, and I hope Arizona, within their own state, will clean up their system, make it more secure, make it thoroughly transparent, because that transparency piece is what provides confidence. Even if your system runs well, people need to see that it runs well, and they need to have access to all the aspects of the system, because the confidence in the outcome is very important. In the last two presidential elections, a total of over 50% of Americans in one election or the other didn't have faith in the outcome of the election. That's a problem. That is a problem when elections form the cornerstone of a constitutional democracy.
Well, you're so right, and we only have a couple minutes left, and you brought something up that's a pet peeve of mine, and I've just got to ask you about it, even though it digresses from what we've been talking about, and that is the admission of transgender people into women's sports. I am literally tearing my hair out trying to figure out how on earth the whole feminist culture that has responsible for Title IX and getting women sports put on the map and the, you know, the competition that goes on at the Olympics and the college and WNBA and everything else, that this idea that all the records that have ever been credited to women are now going to be replaced by transgender people, and that is somehow empowering to women.
No, no, no. Say
I
it.
Don't get
Say it.
It.
They're men. They're men. you know, this is a lot of people who you just described who would characterize themselves as feminists are strongly opposed to this for the very reason that I would go farther and say it's dangerous. I mean, I remember a story about a MMA fighter. Now, I wish women weren't doing fighting, but some of them are. Well, one of them was up against a man who just said, I'm a woman today. She didn't know it. She was getting, I mean, that physical difference did her harm. I mean, if I were her, I'd sue over it. But maybe that's just because I'm a lawyer. But there's a tremendous loss of opportunity, and it's a one-way street. You know, it's men who are not well. And look, that's what this is. This is a mental illness of sorts. And the DSM manual, which is the sort of the guidebook for psychiatrists, says it's a disorder. You know, to normalize a disorder, another one, by the way, does not do that person any good in the long term. And in this case, it's downright dangerous for women. American Principles Project that I work with and the Election Transparency Initiative has spent a lot of time and effort on this subject. It isn't going to go away. You know, sports play an important role in the upbringing and development of a lot of children becoming young men and women, and this is now being interfered with for women. So now they're losing out because these men and boys who just decide, you know, I'd rather compete over there, so I'm going to say I'm a girl, and over they go. And it's a terrible development. I think it's so nuts that it will sort of fall of its own weight. I will say, I remember laughing when I saw the Connecticut State High School Championship, same kind of thing, cross country. Two guys who said they were women came in first and second, and all these Connecticut parents who were wildly liberal were all upset about it. And I got news for them. You all have been voting for people who put this stuff in place. The rest of us don't support it. And so hopefully this being thrust upon everyone across the country at once will suddenly bring a reaction of several kinds. One, to realize just how radical some of the people we've elected are. And two, to undo this dangerous and unfortunate development for women and girls.
Yeah, I agree with your clinical definition of nuts. This is just plain crazy. We'll have to leave it there. Ken Cuccinelli, Deputy Director, Homeland Security, and former Attorney General in Virginia. We will definitely convey your goodwill and wishes to Attorney General Brnovich, who will be standing by and coming on right after you. Thank you very much for joining us. A very short but very pithy hour. Half an hour to talk about, and we could do days more of this stuff. But thank you very, very much for joining me, Ken. Appreciate it.
Sure thing. Have a good night.
All right. Bye bye. All right, that's gonna take us to news time, so stick around for that. And when we return, the Attorney General from the state of Arizona, Mark Brnovich, joins us to talk about not just the border, but election integrity. This is KQ&A AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley Cottonwood, streaming live on Facebook and KQ&A.com.
Extra, read all about it.
Extra?
For the excellent news, Bruce. The Lynx Cottonwood Area Transit now runs late into the night, Wednesday through Sunday, with the last bus exiting Sedona at 10:30.
It's hard to beat. Cat Connect after-hours shuttle meets each Verde Lynx bus at the Cottonwood Library, providing rides to destinations in Cottonwood, Clarkdale, and Verde Village. But enough with the eggs.
Well, since you can't take a yolk, I'll just make my egg sit.
With spring approaching and a wish to return to your normal routine, remember Auggie's, the place to dine on Highway 69. Auggie's Happy Hour with all the great appetizers will make you feel so good. With salads, steaks, and seafoods, and hearty home-cooked comfort food, there's something for everyone to love at Auggie's. You'll love the easy, plentiful parking and staff that will remember you and your favorites. For reservations, call 777-0330 and online at auggiesprescott.com. Auggie's, the place to dine on Highway 69.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Wild Birds. 80 years ago or so, a feed mill was built in Chino Valley to process soybeans, pinto beans, and make feed mixes for the local dairies that were numerous in this area at the time. Those dairies are long gone, but the feed mill, now owned and cared for by the folks at Olson's for Healthy Animals for the last 42 years, is still going strong. We still make our own custom feed mixes that are known for their freshness and quality, and back in the mid-1980s, we added a wild bird mix. Over the years, we expanded our bird line to also include a no-waste mix and an economy mix. The beauty of these products is that they are high quality, extremely fresh, very reasonable, and still made lovingly by locals. The black sunflowers and millet are sourced directly from independent farms in southwest Colorado, specifically Dove Creek and Cortez, while other ingredients are stored and cleaned by us right in Chino Valley. Come check out Olson's tried and true wild bird mixes. After all, good enough just isn't in Chino, Prescott, Dewey, Humboldt, Flagstaff, and Clarkdale.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Sanford Cohen.
And our special edition Battle at the Border continues with Arizona Attorney General Mark Brnovich. Mr. Attorney General, welcome back to KQ&A.
How's it going, Sanford?
Good. I know that you've evidently been arguing vociferously on behalf of the people today, so we're going to take it easy on you, but I just want to piggyback on what Ken Cuccinelli said regarding the issues down at the border. He actually had some pretty significant words of praise for you for what you've been doing. And if you could just kind of encapsulate what Arizona has been doing to try and somehow make sense of what's going on down at the border.
Well, thank you for having me on, and I wish I could have heard all of Ken's comments. It's nice to get some support, because I'm telling you, there literally was a lawsuit filed just like 2 days ago against me personally, and because trying to stop me from enforcing the law. And so, you know, you got a lot of these folks in the establishment, the globalist types that just, you know, want open borders that are coming after me. So it's nice to have some support, and I appreciate you having me on. And the bottom line is this. The reason why some people are upset is because we have filed two lawsuits. One, the first deals with the Biden administration's guidance, their new executive order related to halting deportations. We believe that clearly is a violation of Title 8 of the federal law. There's about 1 to 1.2 million people that have deportation orders right now in this country that are supposed to be deported and aren't being deported. And we, as we predicted, that was going to create a mess, capacity mess. And then the second thing that happened in our second lawsuit is we are trying to intervene in a case right now dealing with the public charge rule. And the public charge rule basically is that you have to be able to support yourself, that you're not going to be dependent on the government if you come into this country for a green card or for citizenship. And so it's designed to deter people that are coming here just for benefits, like, you know, free health care, free child care, free jobless benefits. And so pretty common sense measure
We think that the Biden administration is derelict in its duty by dropping a defense. There literally was Sanford a case at the U.S. Supreme Court regarding that. The court was going to hear whether it was constitutional or not, and then the Biden administration bailed. So we filed lawsuit. We filed a motion to intervene, and we want to basically be able to defend that rule, defend that law before the United States Supreme Court because the Biden administration won't.
Is there some basis in law for the state of Arizona to step in and take control or defend its border if the federal government will not?
Well, you know, the problem is that, you know, as states, we're limited because of the Constitution and what we can do when it comes to enforcing, you know, immigration law. You know, as the Attorney General, I only have certain tools in my toolbox, and one of them is lawsuits. And that's why, you know, sometimes people are like, oh, my gosh, why are you always fighting the courtroom? You know, last time we talked, we were talking about that case, U.S. Supreme Court, Brnovich v. DNC, and you know, now we've got multiple lawsuits related to immigration. So I am trying to force the Biden administration to follow the law and to do what's right, do what's morally right, do what's legally right, and do what will help protect not only Arizona but the country. But it's tough. So there, as the AG, there's only certain things I could do. You know, we've in the past, you know, I know obviously you, I think in Texas, the governor now is calling out the National Guard. You know, there's lots of issues related to border security when it comes to, and I don't know if Ken mentioned this, but one of the things that we are seeing is you'll have a group of, you know, like 100, 120 people storm the border, trying to cross the border. Border Patrol will go to that sector, go to those to apprehend those individuals, and then the cartels are literally, you know, driving drugs across the border. So you have people, there's, you know, national security implications. We heard just yesterday about terrorists coming across the border. So you have these national security implications. You have rule of law implications. And you have this, you know, these people that are poisoning our neighborhoods with fentanyl and heroin and other drugs that are coming in. And we got to do everything we can to stop it. So, you know, we have successfully criminally prosecuted, you know, cartel members. And in fact, in last year, 2019, we had a case where an individual had been deported already, a drug trafficker, and was barred from entering the United States. And he was here selling fentanyl and heroin, and we ended up, you know, successfully prosecuting him and sending him to prison. But, you know, there's only certain tools I have in my toolbox.
How worried are you that local law enforcement, county sheriffs and so forth, are going to have to step into the breach and most likely will be overwhelmed with regard to what is coming through the border?
Well, I think that's already happening. And if you talk to the sheriffs, and I've spoken to them, I was just in Yuma last week, if you talk to the sheriffs, they will tell you that this is the worst everyone's seen, at least, you know, two decades. And they will tell you that they're getting overwhelmed. And then, you know, you have these issues where ICE is not deporting people. It's one of the reasons why we're suing ICE, trying to force them to, you know, reinstitute deportations, is so the facilities become overcrowded. And when the facilities will become overcrowded, you know, people are being released. And as our lawsuit, you know, points out, a big concern is not only do you have felons and people charged with crimes being released right now, you have people that aren't being tested for COVID, you know, being released. And sometimes, you know, some of the data we've seen for people that are being tested by the NGOs and the other organizations is, you know, in Brownsville it was as high as 25%. Other stats we've seen 10%. But regardless, you have a number of people being released into our communities with, you know, kind of no support and possibly COVID. And that's going to overwhelm not only law enforcement, but it's also going to have a huge impact on our health care and our hospitals. And that's why, I'm sorry to kind of rambling on here, Sanford, but that's why this issue related to public charge is so important, because what the Biden administration has done, regardless of what you think about immigration, what the Biden administration has essentially done is said that if you want, you know, free health care, if you want free education, free child care, whatever it is, you know, you can have it. And I'm telling you, there's certain things we can do. Like, if you remember, Sanford, I sued the universities when they tried to give in-state tuition for people that didn't have status. And once again, regardless of what people may think about the issue, is we have to follow the law. And we can't create an environment where you're encouraging people to do things illegally. Because once you incentivize something, I think you're going to see more of it.
Boy, talk about a slippery slope. My goodness. Now, as I mentioned in my conversation with Ken Cuccinelli, as a matter of trying to cheer things up, let's talk about election integrity. So what is being done at your level and with your fellow attorneys general to address some of the inconsistencies in election administration? And Ken was especially critical of this bill, H.R. 1, that would allow for the federal government would mandate that no one is allowed to pass a law requiring a voter ID, which he felt was something that was catastrophic.
It is crazy to think about what's happened in the last few months. So in the last few months, the Biden administration has stopped nearly all deportations, including of convicted criminals. They've added a financial strain on Arizona business with their social cost of greenhouse gases rule, which we also are suing them on. And now, then they're giving government benefits to people that don't have legal status. And now they're pushing for a bill that would essentially nationalize elections. And so this is like crazy times. It is chaos. And I just think that this bill, we've sent a letter. I sent a very, a letter to both Senator Sinema, both Senator Kelly, opposing H.R. 1 because, one is there are serious legal questions about this federal takeover of elections. And you've heard me say this, and I'll say it again. The states created the federal government. The federal government didn't create the states. And this would create a national system that does everything from fundraising to restrict how the states do elections. It's a huge takeover that favors essentially the Democratic Party.
So what would you suggest in terms of what we as citizens can do to try and address some of these items and make our feelings known to the people in charge?
Well, we need to make sure that all of our, congressional delegation is aware of it. So, obviously I think people like Representative Gosar up there, there's other folks that are opposed to this, but we need to make sure that, Senator Sinema, Senator Kelly hear from us that they understand why this is such a bad idea from Arizona. Because it essentially would gut common sense election integrity measures, and then when it comes to the financing, it creates this huge advantage, especially for incumbents. So it is a double whammy, and then you add on that layer of a federal takeover of state elections. It's just, it's rotten to the core. So I think we need to make sure that senators, the representatives, everyone hear from us. And I think just as an aside, everyone listening, this is why elections matter. And so, Mark Kelly, won, and, he tried to portray himself as a moderate, and that's the thing about elections. You get a lot of these folks that are, big government liberals, and they look to Washington for problems, or they think money can solve every problem. And, we're going to pay the consequences, but hopefully not that we can contact Senator Kelly, contact Senator Sinema, and tell them that we don't want a federal takeover of Arizona elections. We want election integrity, and we don't want the federal government financing races.
Are you, as Attorney General, concerned about your budget and whether or not you're actually going to be able to have the resources to fight all these fights that are being thrown at you?
Oh, yeah. I hope so. I hope so. There are some, great people at the legislature that are supportive of us, but, this is the one thing I've realized about this job. I mean, I don't like politics, and, when you take on these fights, you make enemies, and, there's certain people that, even within, look, I'm a Republican, and there's even people within the Republican Party that just have a, an attitude of, they're making money and they're wealthy, and so they don't care. As long as they're making their money, they don't care, and they really don't care about the long-term consequences of what goes on in this state. And, maybe because I'm a public school kid and I grew up here, I do, and it matters to me. And so I think that I hope, I'm an optimist, that I think that there's enough people down at the legislature that appreciates these fights, appreciates what we're doing, and hopefully there's enough people out there, too, that to support what we're doing. But I definitely, if I didn't think it was the right thing to do, I wouldn't be doing it.
Well, we appreciate you speaking with a clear voice, not just on this show, but to the people of Arizona. Attorney General Mark Brnovich, thanks again for joining us on Battle at the Border. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, Sam. Thank you, everybody.
You bet. We're going to take a quick break and be back with more here on Talk of the Town, KQNA AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley Cottonwood, streaming live worldwide at KQNA.com and on Facebook Live. News is next.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to have been chosen one of the top 50 RV dealerships in North America. We're located at Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69, Prescott Valley, and online at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyle together.
So most of you know that Prescott Brewing Company has reopened and is waiting to serve you. Our plentiful menu, award-winning beers, and a full bar to serve your favorite cocktails. We're open Thursdays through Mondays and closed Tuesdays and Wednesdays. We still have our weekly specials, but switched things up a bit. Sorry, I can't tell you in 30 seconds, but give us a call at 771-2795 or check us on Facebook. Prescott Brewing Company, in the heart of downtown Prescott, where it's always fun and friendly brewpub style.
Oh, say, can you see?
It's not every day you hear a British person singing the national anthem, but success is about getting the right attention. At A&E Reprographics, we provide printing that catches the eye. Get your business noticed with exciting new print marketing and signage. Quality marketing shows the quality service we know you provide. Stop by one of our three great locations or call 442-9116. Get your business noticed with A&E Reprographics today.
Look, staying healthy isn't easy. Watching your diet, hitting the gym, avoiding stress. But a good night's rest helps boost your overall health and wellness. And it couldn't be easier. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed is the only bed that effortlessly adjusts and responds to both of you. The result? You wake up ready for anything. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. And now save up to $500 on select Sleep Number 360 Smart Beds, plus special financing on all Smart Beds, only for a limited time. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
We're KQ&A.
Time now for a look at your news and weather brought to you by Affinity RV. A Prescott Valley teen has been arrested for alleged auto burglary.
Last Saturday night at around 11:30, Prescott Valley police were notified of citizens at a Dana Drive home who had detained a teen they caught burglarizing their vehicle. Once officers arrived at the residence, the team admitted to the burglary as well as several others in the area. 15-year-old male was already on probation for auto burglary. He's in the Prescott Juvenile Justice Center for charges related to the latest burglary, which is under investigation. Prescott Valley police are reminding citizens to keep their vehicles locked, keep valuables secured and out of public view, and notify law enforcement of suspicious persons and vehicles. I'm Gregory Scott reporting.
According to Congressman Paul Gosar, the president and his administration haven't been truthful when they call the situation at the Mexican border a challenge instead of a crisis.
Gosar blames the Biden administration's messaging for the surge on the border.
This is self-inflicted by the current administration. It shows you what hate does when you hate somebody from the prior administration so badly that you put America in harm's way. We're seeing crowded facilities, so we're supposed to hold 100 people, now holding 600-700 people, violating COVID rules and a pandemic.
Gosar says the administration's abandonment of Trump immigration policies is resulting in the drug cartels dictating what happens on the border.
When you don't enforce laws, when you don't continue building the fence. What it does is it engages people to violate the law. The cartels now control the border. They know who goes, who comes. They have complete control of who comes over there.
The congressman calls the surge of migrants at the border his worst nightmare come true. I'm Bill Monroe reporting.
Taking a look at your KQ&A weather. Mostly clear overnight tonight, sunny and windy tomorrow, mostly sunny skies and breezy for your weekend. Expect a low right around 36 tonight in the Prescott Quad Cities area with a high tomorrow of 67, into your weekend with a high of 64. Low tonight in Cottonwood of 38 with a high tomorrow of 76, Saturday high of 73. That was a look at your news and weather brought to you by Affinity RV. I'm Lindsay Draper on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 and 95.5 FM, KQ&A.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Load up the RV and hit the road. To the repair shop? Doesn't sound like a fun trip. Instead, let High Country Rec V Center come to you with mobile service. Time for an upgrade? High Country Rec V Center has the largest inventory of RV appliances in the Quad Cities. And they're an authorized service center for standard and extended warranty work for all your major RV appliances. To schedule service, just call 928-772-8231 or online at highcountryrvcenter.com.
It's just our nature. As people, we want to connect with one another and with our communities. And that outreach is important because human connections produce enthusiasm, optimism, and something else, healing. That's why Dignity Health has connected with Yavapai Regional Medical Center, creating a new healthcare partnership. And what does Dignity Health bring to this relationship? Something special that we call human kindness. That word, human kindness, is a perfect articulation of how we, together with YRMC, harness the healing power of human connections with the compassionate approach of innovative medicine. That's because we believe that what this partnership has to offer is much more than just healthcare. It's a sense of humanity. There's no denying it. Human kindness is powerful medicine. And now there's more of it for you in the Dignity Health YRMC connection. To learn more, visit us at dignityhealthyrmc.org. Hello, human kindness.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Sanford Cohen.
And I wanted to reach out and say howdy to all of our friends in Florida and New York and around the country listening in on our show today, featuring Ken Cuccinelli, the former Deputy Director of Homeland Security, and Arizona Attorney General Mark Brnovich. Also, I don't want Svika yelling at me again, so I want to make sure and tell you about our new app that you can download free from the App Store. Go to AZ Hometown Radio in the App Store. You can download one app, and that will give you access to all of our radio stations, and you can listen anytime, 24 hours a day, anywhere in the world. Stick around. I've got one more thing to say after this. This is Talk of the Town, KQ&A, AM 1130, and on Facebook Live. We'll be right back.
Barrett Propane, the name you trust. We want you to stay comfortable with us. Over the years, we've taken pride in serving you. Locally owned, we're neighbors too. Serving the community is what we do. Barrett Propane, the name that's tried and true. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
With spring approaching and a wish to return to your normal routine, remember Auggie's, the place to dine on Highway 69. Auggie's Happy Hour with all the great appetizers will make you feel so good. With salads, steaks, and seafoods, and hearty home-cooked comfort food, there's something for everyone to love at Auggie's. You'll love the easy, plentiful parking and staff that will remember you and your favorites. For reservations, call 777-0330 and online at AuggiesPrescott.com. Auggie's, the place to dine on Highway 69.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White Spar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
Extra. Read all about it.
Extra?
For the excellent news, Bruce. The Link's Cottonwood Area Transit now runs late into the night, Wednesday through Sunday, with the last bus exiting Sedona at 10:30.
It's hard to beat. Cat Connect after-hours shuttle meets each VertiLink's bus at the Cottonwood Library, providing rides to destinations in Cottonwood, Clarkdale, and Verde Village. But enough with the eggs.
Well, since you can't take a yolk, I'll just make my egg sit.
You have probably heard that all good things take time, but at A&E Reaper Graphics, we deliver great printing now, with same-day and next-day services available for so many of your marketing or personal printing needs. Don't wait a week for your print signs and custom designs. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us online, or call 442-9116. Even Amazon can't offer that prime of a service. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we're proud to be your one-stop print shop.
Cliff Castle Casino is bringing more excitement to the floor with the $500,000 Zoom Ball Giveaway. Saturdays in March and April from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. every hour, two lucky guests will have a chance to play Zoom Ball. It's easy. Get six orange balls and you'll win $500,000. Start earning entries now for your chance to win and zoom in every Saturday in March and April for the $500,000 Zoom Ball Giveaway. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. Closer to it all. Must be 21 and a Players Club member to participate. See Players Club for details.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Sanford Cohen.
And just enough time to say thank you to Ken Cuccinelli, the former Deputy Director of Homeland Security, and also Arizona's Attorney General Mark Brnovich. And we'll be back tomorrow at 4 on Let's Talk Sports, right here on the Talk of the Quad Cities KQ&A. Have a great Thursday, everybody.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Cottonwood Area Transit, High Country Rec V Center, Ferret Propane, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Augie's, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, Cliff Castle Casino, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 M Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.